Unit 12, page 114. Reading. Exercise 3.
The first time I made friends with a spider. Alan was one of the 15% of teenagers in the U.S. to have an extreme fear of something, also called a phobia. Alan's problem was arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. His phobia was so bad, he couldn't be in a room with a spider. I asked him what he thought made spiders so terrifying. "It's the quick movement, the dark color, the legs," he said. "I couldn't look at them. I trembled if I saw one and I'd start to panic." He knew that the spiders in his house weren't dangerous and couldn't hurt him, so there was no real reason to be scared of them. But he just couldn't control his reaction. When Alan went to see a psychologist, she told him about the virtual reality app, Phobia Free. He decided to give it a try. Alan sat with the psychologist while he played the game. I asked him how it worked. "I was asked to sit at a computer," he told me. "Then the psychologist told me I was going to meet a spider named Itzy. It felt a bit scary at first, and I was glad the psychologist was with me. But when Itzy, a cartoon-style animated spider, appeared, I couldn't help but smile. Itzy is fun and friendly and supports the person who has the phobia by making them kind of forget about the fear they want to overcome. And I must say, I hadn't expected I would be playing an interactive game with a spider that would be so much fun. First, I was asked to help Itzy and its friends survive in difficult situations. For example, I had to help them avoid a vacuum cleaner. The game works like any computer game, but I soon noticed that I was developing an emotional link with the spiders. I really wanted to help them, and when I couldn't, I felt sorry for them. If I do start to feel stressed or panicky, the app has relaxation and breathing exercises that really help to calm me down. They're not just for arachnophobes like me. People who have any kind of fear or phobia will find these exercises useful. What's more, there's a real difference now in how I react to spiders in the real world. So for the first time in my life, I recently touched a real spider. I saw it on my desk just in front of me. I kept really calm. I stretched out my hand and let it run over it. Wow! It wasn't as much fun as playing with Itzy, my virtual friend, but I was amazed that I was okay with it. If only I'd tried this program earlier, I might have avoided all that panic whenever I saw a spider. My sister has the same phobia, and I wish she'd started this program with me, but she said the thought of it was just too frightening. Now, though, she wants to try it.